brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now into hour number three. And John and Cindy and everybody else, your calls are coming up as well. There is so much news. At the end of the last hour, a caller called in and wanted me to talk about a report I covered on another talk show. I was a guest on Friday talking about a front-page article in the Austin American Statesman showing a prayer session being led by a Wiccan witch at the new 666 office buildings for the city that they just built. Three six-story bronze buildings with pyramids and satanic symbols all over them in the bronze and copper. And there they were in a big circle, all these religions together and all these Christian denominations doing this, which, you know, for a Christian, that's just pure blasphemy. Absolutely amazing. But it just shows this shift. And it shows how much the occult's got involved in our society. I want to talk about the Iraq elections. And I want to talk about a bunch of different Big Brother news as well. But joining us for the rest of this hour, the next 57 and a half minutes, is Paul Joseph Watson, who joins us at least once a week with his great insight and analysis. He's the webmaster for two of my sites, PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Paul, good to have you on with us, my friend.
Good to be here, Alex.
What do you think about all these religions linking hands and consecrating the new 666 office building?
Well, yeah, it's an ongoing trend. I mean, we've got an article on PrisonPlanet.com right now, which talks about the Sunday schools, in many cases of which have taken on outcome-based education behavior modification exercises, things like telling children to go outside and hug trees, getting children to talk about their parents and what they're doing and if they're abusive towards the kids.
And what happens is Dr. Spock and the rest of them tell parents, don't discipline your kids, let them run wild. That's so the state can do the educating or the indoctrinating.
Yeah, they dress it up in this kind of libertarian ethic of, you know, make your own mind up, but everyone needs to be brought up in some kind of way, and if the parents aren't there to do it, then the state steps in and does it personally, and, you know, that's what Hitler did. I mean, he said, you know, give me the women and children, so follow the men. In every case, the state will step in and provide that education, which is purely about brainwashing.
Yeah, if you get the women, you've got the children, so follow the men. First you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men is the exact quote.
Yeah.
They know exactly what they're doing. And how they can get all these Christian churches there to be part of this. It's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. Paul, what's some of the news items that you think are most important that we need to cover this evening?
Well, I've got some comments on Prince Harry's Nazi uniform, the reaction to that in Britain, and the double standard that's going on with it in the media. The implantable microchips back in the news again. A nightclub in Scotland is the latest to introduce the implantable chip.
So now it's Spain, the U.S., both coasts, Scotland.
Yeah, and it's going ahead in places like Belgium and Holland as well. So we'll talk about that. Obviously, the torture Abu Ghraib situation again in the news over the weekend with the trials.
And the family of one of the people that got convicted with a slap on the wrist came out and said, look, they were ordered to do this. They followed their orders.
Yeah, the media is covering it up on three aspects.
One, and then Ridge was on your news in the BBC there Friday going, torture's good. So they're showing that these were the orders.
And there's other aspects of it that they're covering up as well, so we can go on to talk about that.
Yeah, let's go over that Ridge stuff, too. So much coming up, and your calls, 1-800-259-9231. Honored to have Paul Watson joining us. We'll talk about Prince Harry, the Duke of Edinburgh, and others. Stay with us, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, your calls are coming up, just masses of news. But before we do that, Paul Joseph Watson, the guy that runs PrisonPlanet.tv for me, we have just been adding ridiculous amounts of media lately to PrisonPlanet.tv. We've added so many new features. We've gotten authorization from so many documentary filmmakers to post their great films there. It is becoming an insane deal for 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Tell the listeners about some of the that happen to be online. No one who's online should not have this resource. I mean, they need to take advantage of it, and it also supports what we're doing and allows us to expand our fight against the New World Order. And because we've got to stand up to the globalists who are trying to cow us right now. They know the awakening's taking place. The answer is to get even more in their face and get even more informed. Paul, tell them about PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, yes, it's the best of its kind out there. We've looked at the competition. For 15 cents a day if you subscribe for a year, 19 cents a day if you subscribe for a month, you get everything. You get Alex's weekly reports. A new thing that we're doing is going back into the archives and adding old videos that were, you know, done by Alex on his TV station. For example, the latest one is the Million Mom March protest from, I believe you said, around 4 or 5 years ago. Which, again, that's a whole 40-minute section on that protest, and it's very interesting to watch.
Well, tell folks what they tried to do to me during that protest. This is stuff that never went in films. I'm going to start putting these great reports on there.
Well, the police show up and say they're going to respect both sides' free speech, and then when a guy holding America Armed and Free sign up, goes and peacefully stands at the back of the Million Mom protest as the speeches are taking place. They go and escort him out of the premises because he didn't have a permit to protest. And the double standard with that is the Million Moms on their literature tables had signs saying, make abortion legal, while chanting, save our kids. When
and by the way, they would then chase us around, hit us with signs, spray water on the camera lens, laugh at us, and the cops would see it and then threaten to arrest us.
Yeah, and they're the ones that were blocking your sign, so they were the ones impinging on your free speech, and they go around chanting save the kids when they got pro-abortion signs everywhere. That's the double standard. I mean, going back to what we were saying, every major audio interview from the Alex Jones Show, as he said, we've had authorization to post dozens of other documentary films, the latest of which is Mohammed Atta and the Venice Flying Circus, and many more features to come. My book, your book, other people's books, we posted on there in PDF format. We got broadband options, dial-up options, depending on your internet connection. So it's just the best of its kind out there, and it supports the giant bandwidth costs which we have to face from month to month, which just keep getting bigger and bigger.
Also, my 11 films, and then I have a rule, any new film I make for 2 weeks before its release for general purchase, it'll be on the website, my new film, Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State. It's going to be the most powerful film ever, folks. It's going to be there for at least 2 weeks before you can buy a hard copy.
Yeah, so it's a great deal. I mean, that's the exclusivity of it. You get the content before anyone else. And also things like the Dean Haglund video interview went up there, special bonus features like that. So it's a great deal for anyone with internet access.
And there's a lot of free stuff on the site as well, so you're also subsidizing getting the word out to other people. Okay, PrisonPlanet.tv, and it's just a great thing. I hope you'll get involved in it. Let's plunge into the news, Paul. Let's talk about the inauguration. Not allowed to look the president in the face. Don't look at the president. Anyone going to bathrooms on the parade route, they'll be watched while you go to the bathroom. Folks, this is Scripps Howard News Service, Associated Press, on both Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Do not look at the emperor. Historically, Paul, what does this mean when they start saying don't look at the emperor?
Well, it means they're trying to prevent people from pointing out that the king has no clothes, and it's the absolute dictatorship which we've been warned about all along. And the thing about Bush, people wonder why he's so confident, why he struts around supposedly living in his own world, why he never retracts any comments, never claims to have made any mistakes. And it's because of things like this, people not being allowed to look him in the eye. You know, he doesn't read newspapers, he's surrounded by protest zones which aren't allowed to get anywhere near him.
By the way, he said that. He doesn't read newspapers. Go ahead.
And he has... his people create fake propaganda created to masquerade as news. He's surrounded by advisors who tell him what he wants to hear. So, I mean, the Daily Show made the joke that he's living in the Truman Show and he doesn't even know that we're watching him, which is why he appears to strut around being so confident in the face of all the horror that the people who control him are doing through him. And again, that's the same thing with this inauguration, not allowed to look him in the eye. They're searching 10,000 people, anyone in the general vicinity. I'm sure they'll have the security blimps up there, as they had in New York. They're fear-mongering about limousine gas bombs, suspicious activity around the buildings to try and justify all this. So again, it will be another showcase for the police
state. This is what they do. They showcase the police state, and then in the future there's horrible terror attacks, and they say, see? Keeps you safe when we go, wait a minute, you left the borders wide open. Wait a minute, you funded the terrorists. Oh, let's not talk about that. But again,
no.
Hillary Clinton wouldn't let people look her in the eyes. You didn't look Hitler in the eye. You didn't look Mao in the eye. You didn't look Nero or Julius Caesar in the eye. Folks, this is the textbook thing that tyranny, tyrants, dictators do not want you looking them in the eye. It's an exercise of power. It goes back to the Japanese, you know, bowing. You don't look your superior in the eye. This is what slaves are taught to do. Go ahead.
Well, doesn't that also span back to things like the Medusa? You weren't supposed to look her in the eye, so it's all about totems and symbols of power.
Well, let's go back to the Bataan Death March. They would immediately cut the head off of any of the British or American troops that looked the Japanese military man in the eyes. And then, folks, just type that in. Japanese cut heads off of soldiers that looked them in the eyes. That's historical.
But what was the justification they used for saying that you couldn't look him in the eye? Because I saw the headline. I didn't read the article.
They didn't give a justification. I would imagine it's, well, that shows you have interest in him and it might be threatening. I'm just trying to give them an excuse. They didn't say.
But these were the actual parade performers. Wasn't that the case? Not just people standing around.
Yes, and they will be followed to the bathroom.
Even the people that they've already checked out who are in the actual parade, even they're subject to all this. Yeah, it makes total sense. I mean, we've seen it before. With every, they classify them as national security events now, which basically means that they can militarize the area in which they take place and carry all this out.
And by the way, if you go to the Army's website, they're not going to have just National Guard folks. They're going to have regular Army there searching people. And on top of it, they have this behavioral science that 400 TSA workers, that's the airport workers, have been taught. And it actually says in the Washington Post, looking them in the eye, I just remembered that. That was a couple of weeks ago. Looking them in the eye, acting disgruntled, arguing, you'll be arrested for that. When they want to walk over and fondle your wife, if you look them in the eye and are stern, that's a sign you may be a terrorist. So basically, stoop your head and bend your shoulders over, and yes, government, yes, ruler.
And the so-called Christian Bush administration have banned the display of crosses or religious signs as well. So they ban the left-wing speech and the right-wing speech as well, and then the left and the right attack each other, so they both don't have free speech.
It's a beautiful system they've set up. Works quite nicely. Let's talk about little Harry. Your German rulers. And we have German rulers here, too, the Bushes. And, of course, Arnold, dual citizenship with Austria, says he admires Hitler, hands out Hitler records. It's been reported, has been seen in some uniforms as well. All of this going on, and Harry went out wearing a Nazi outfit of the Desert Fox from the Africa Corps. And from where's Gaddafi? Libya.
Libya.
And yeah, so he's wearing the Africa Corps outfit, and Prince Charles says, shut up! Stop griping about it! Well, the problem is, even the Times of London did a report, so did the London Evening Standard. They said, well, wait a minute, there's a long history of Nazism in the House of Windsor. Tell us about that.
That's the problem, yeah, because it doesn't matter if you think it was a joke or something more serious. The thing about taking it seriously, and this is how they frame the debate rather than talk about the real Nazi links to the royal family, it has pitfalls because the reaction is that the EU have come out and said they're going to ban the use of the swastika in public. Now, remember that story about the kids who put on some kind of reenactment and they closed the thing down because of a Confederate flag, I believe?
Well, yeah, that's the added problem with this, is that Yahoo, they almost got shut down in France because they were selling Nazi memorabilia. Well, folks, I know plenty of people who have Nazi and American, I mean, I've been at a gun show before, and I bought an RAF, an American, and a Nazi medal. It's somewhere in storage. Will I be arrested for having this because I think it's interesting history? I mean, I have Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. With Mr. Shearer on the cover with a big swastika.
And, of course, the EU has no interest in clamping down on Nazis. In fact, all the top neo-Nazi groups in Germany are run by the intelligence agencies, and that's admitted, and it came out in the court trial. So that's about the expansion of hate speech. They'll use this as a pretext to apply it to everything.
And it's all selective. The news can show swastikas, books can have swastikas, but then they can selectively ban swastikas, rebel flags, whatever.
Yeah, the issue is the double standard. The establishment media were sympathetic and soft-pedaled the issue. The day after it came out, they were all basically acquitting him of any wrongdoing. But just imagine if someone, like an anti-European Member of Parliament or any other public persona, had been photographed in the same situation. They would have attacked him for weeks. The double standard.
Absolutely. We'll be back, cover a bunch of other news, and take your calls. Stay with us.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
You know, Paul Watson, we've interviewed the BBC reporters and others who just say the word homosexual, and then they're arrested, and the BBC runs an article about it saying, well, Scotland Yard Diversity Unit chief says that word is banned if they think you used it to be derogatory. I mean, did they arrest you in the Soviet Union for saying the word homosexual? I mean, again, folks, that's how far gone we are, and they're trying to implement this, and if we cower and then buy into this, and then don't start speaking out, it's going to get only worse. We've got to stand up and get involved. Comments on that, then I'm going to go to some calls.
Well, yeah, everyone was so concerned about it. although the media was sympathetic to Harry and basically the issue's dead now, but it's rightly concerned, but why is there no public outcry about the fact that the Duke and Duchess of Windsor met with Hitler in 37, the Queen Mother wanted to appease Hitler, the fact that the royal family had to change their name to Windsor from Saxe-Coburg-Gotha to try and hide its Nazi ties, and why is no one concerned about the fact that every year Bush gives his State of the Union speech in the House of Representatives in front of these 2 6-foot-tall fasci symbols, which is the sticks tied together with an axe at the top, which is a symbol that originated with the Romans and represents absolute power, was used by the Nazis, by the Italian fascists and Mussolini, on everything from propaganda posters to postage stamps. So where's the outcry about that?
Well, absolutely. In fact, you did a little article about that, showing images of what's in the Capitol. It's not just that. It's the Nazi scepters on both sides.
Yeah, the mace, which is also in the House of Representatives and can be seen behind Hitler when he's giving speeches and also on military uniforms, etc., etc. So they use a lot of this stuff. It's on the Lincoln statue. It's everywhere, basically. It's on dozens of state flags. It's on dozens of international flags.
Let's talk to Jim in Michigan. Jim, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Alex, and hello, Paul, to you.
Hello.
Listen, I was checking out the 60 Minutes website, and they had done a program on, have you ever heard of it, called the Echo Boomers, Alex? And what it basically was doing a study by, well, major corporations were involved in it, but on the children born from, let's say, 1984 until now, and the problem that they're encountering, even in business right now, is the fact that these children coming out of the school system are incapable of thinking on their own. They all have the group mentality, and they seem to want to get rewards in business now for just participating rather than achievement. And if you look back, I've been following this for many, many years.
Yeah, it's all done by design in a Pavlovian system. Don't discipline your children so they're a bunch of brats, so the government can mold your children. And then kindergarten, back to German, kindergarten, the Prussians had trouble getting their troops to just kill people up close. So they got them when they were young and taught them a system where they didn't think, they just regurgitated what they've been taught, and that's our modern system. Go ahead.
Well, and what I found, too, because I've done a lot of the old workforce training model that they were putting in the schools years ago, but the whole idea was he had the business roundtable, people like Carnegie and the Rockefeller Foundation, saying that the children coming out of school at that time were not fitting well in the business world because they just didn't have the education. And now that I see that even the CEOs of these companies are saying they're having a hard time with
Well, what they do is, see, after they've done the wreckage with problem reaction solution, and they've created even bigger problems, then they go, oh, look at these problems. We've got to start even more of these new reforms, which will then in turn make it even worse. It's like the drug war. The drug war, they've doubled the funding in the last 10 years, and we've doubled the cocaine, tripled the heroin on the streets, and there's more people in prison than ever. So, see, the drug war is actually a success for having more drugs on the streets, putting more people in prison, and then you look at the big companies that own the prisons, they're owned by the big drug cartels.
Well, what I found,
so they sell you the drugs, and when you use the drugs or rob to get them, then they put you in a prison that the drug dealers own. It's a great success. Education's been a success, not a failure. They've dumbed us down, as their own documents said they wanted to. The drug war has been a great success. More drugs, more prisons, more freedoms lost. It's a success to the globalists. We look at it and go, it's a complete failure. Go ahead.
Well, what I've come to realize is that the whole intent of the groupthink in the schools has nothing to do with business, but what it does have, it has the intent to create a whole one or two generations of lemmings who will follow and then bring in this new world order because there won't be anybody to rebel against it.
Yeah, of course. That's it. They want slaves, drooling, mindless, gibbering idiots that don't know any facts or any information, have no context about the world around them, just gibber and jabber and do whatever's popular. They're called slaves, minions, serfs, pomps. We'll be right back with Paul Watson. More of your calls, more news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
All right, back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's get some of these great callers out of the way. Then I want to plunge into all the other news that Paul's mentioned, some other news I want to cover. But John in Tennessee, then Cindy, and Jim in New York. That's all I'm going to have time for. Sorry to the other callers. John in Tennessee, go ahead.
Hello. Last night on Coast to Coast, Art Bell was asked about a prior guest with a video about 911. And Bill said, quote, "I'm not going to tell you who that guest was or how to get that video. Anybody who thinks that George Bush ordered the 911 attacks is insane. Any video that says that is full of crap," end quote. So Art Bell believes in ghosts and space aliens, but not convicted criminals and government.
Well, let me just say this. I am friends with George Norrie, and I think George is doing a good job with the First Amendment. I think Art has an interesting show, and Art is entitled to his opinion. I am not going to say anything bad about that venue. I am very thankful that I'm able to go on there for 3 hours at a pop and reach 20-plus million people.
Well, Bell is a Luciferian Freemason, and he was in court as an accused pedophile.
Sir, that's enough. Listen, now that there, yeah, he was in court. He took people to court over, you know, again. That is very destructive, and I'm not going to sit here and say mean things about people.
I just don't like...
Thanks for the call, John. Thank you for the call. And what you just said wasn't true. All right? My God. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. All right? I am not here to fight with other people. All right? I'm here to talk about the legislation. Let me just say this, and I don't want to be enemies with you either, John, but let me just say this, okay? I deal with the legislation. I deal with the issues. I deal with things that really matter. Now, I do talk about Rush Limbaugh saying torture's good. because I got a clip of that. And I do talk about those type of issues. But I'm not going to just, all these other Patriot talk show hosts, I mean, almost all of them, that's all they do is talk about other people, you know, in the alternative media movement and just sit there and bash all day and all night. And it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't do anything. And so just, you know, please don't go there on my show, okay? Paul Watson comments?
Well, I mean, just to say, if any video that says Bush directly ordered the attacks, I would disagree with as well, because he didn't, and we've outlined that on numerous occasions.
It was Dick Cheney.
Yeah, and the system above that. So, I mean, I'd agree with Art Bell on that issue, because he didn't order the attacks.
Well, I have, in Road to Tyranny, I say he's guilty of them, because he certainly knew that they were protecting terror organizations. But, I mean, it's all apples and oranges. It's playing semantical games. Clearly, Dick Cheney was in command of the NORAD drills and operations and ordered the stand down of NORAD. There is no debating that. We said that years ago. Now other prominent people are saying that and claiming that they brought that to the fore. It was in ABC News that he ran the drills. Okay, it was in ABC News that he was in command. He certainly let it happen, and I would go forward and say, yes, they engineered it. But listen, folks, this broadcast is not a platform for slandering people. And it just makes me, I neurotically, everything I talk about is from at least three respected sources or something I videotape myself that I am witness to. Okay? I am not in the business of running around popping my mouth off. You know, the thing the person mentioned, I happen to have looked at, and it's not true. That makes me angry. Let's take another call here, and I don't want to get distracted off into this. Let's talk about serious issues here. Let's talk to Cindy. Cindy, where are you calling us from?
Hi, Alex. I'm the banker gal. I'm calling from California.
Welcome.
Well, and I am a witness to what you talk about on the interstate of the control grid, the cameras on top of all the stoplights, and for people that I'm trying to explain that to who think I'm out in left field, which I know that you document everything that we are all learning, I want you, if you can go briefly over the control grid, where we can find out information on the black boxes that are going to be put in cars.
They're already in the cars, ma'am.
And where can we research that so that I can print something out to show people that think I don't know what I'm talking about? Because I saw the big towers going from Sacramento to Stockton. I see digital cameras above stoplights as I'm driving by where there's a school. I see cameras on top of everywhere. And if you can briefly explain that to all of us again, where we can find documented information to print out to hand to people.
All right. Let me try to go over this. It's encyclopedic. Number one, the people you're talking to must be complete idiots.
They are. They just are.
Well, I mean, didn't they hear a month ago when Schwarzenegger's new DMV chief wants to put satellite boxes in all cars and tax you?
They if they have, Alex, they're ignorant to the fact.
Well, I mean, 2 months ago they had a cover story on Time magazine about superhighways right here in Texas and all over the country, these NAFTA roads where everybody will have a transponder and cameras will scan your license plate point to point and tax you that way. And it talks about the satellite boxes. There's bills introduced, and they've passed it in Oregon, California, New York's introduced bills. L.A. Times last Thursday, cover story. The police cars are all going to have cameras that instantly scan all drivers' plates instantly with AI systems. And if you haven't paid fines or fees, they instantly arrest you.
I talked to a UPS driver who does not believe what I'm telling him, and that's why I'm asking, is there a website I can go to? Or
what there is, I'm not exaggerating, 2,000 mainstream news articles, press releases by the Department of Transportation federally. Paul, I mean, how mountainous is this? I mean, tell her about England. You're a few years ahead of us. Tell her about it.
Well, here's where you go. Firstly, prisonplanet.com, Big Brother section, then click on GPS satellite tracking. Spy plans for new cars, green light after road toll success, call for national congestion charge, black boxes, is Big Brother watching you drive, in-car black boxes, safety measure or spy tactic, black box in car to trap speed drivers, dozens of articles there. And yeah, they introduced the license plate scanning in England with a bank of surveillance cameras in London. They're expanding that across the country. The black boxes in this country will be directly linked to people's bank accounts. Even the lonely countryside roads will have this system in place. And on top of that, they're bringing in the devices that won't even let you start your car based on the fact that the system says that you're too tired.
And I heard cops on the air promoting that last week. They're about to make it a law here to do that. Also, Ergonomics Today, Houston Chronicle, Associated Press. I don't know how I remember all this stuff. But let me just tell you. All cars are going to have a camera hooked into a cell phone to the police department where they hit a button and are looking at you. By law, they're trying to make it the law to have cameras. Folks, I'm not joking. The next thing is cameras in the car watching you. Paul, comments?
I believe there was an article on that last week. Certainly, they've got them set up to watch the back seat, supposedly, so you can keep an eye on your kids and stuff like that. So they're
more than that, this new thing is, so you don't drive while you're tired, a smart computer chip decides if you're not looking at the road enough and warns you three times, and then if you don't, it calls the police. Now, Ergonomics Today, they're trying to pass a law. Ma'am, go ahead.
I wanted to ask you, Alex, everybody that I'm telling that thinks I'm joking around says, I'll just disconnect the box. And I know that that probably will not be able
to. It's built into the ignition.
Okay.
And there's different types of boxes. All the new cars, all of them, the media says half of them, all the new cars, as I read the industry publication 7 years ago, 8 years ago, truck driver sent it to me and I made calls. I had one of the federal board members of the Federal Transportation Board on about it and he faxed me documents. He didn't like it. Look, this is the deal. Austin Ice listening, you've heard about it. There's not going to be toll roads, toll booths, but we're all going to have a little transponder the size of a matchbox that taxes us, and if we run it, they're going to have cameras that scan our license plates. They're going to come arrest us. You know, that's been in the news in Austin. Rick Perry, the whole state, all the major roads, 6,000 miles of toll roads in Texas, the whole country has 7,000 right now. This is going in everywhere, and these people are in for a rude awakening. And then they make you take a satellite box. When you get your tags, you pay for it. You drive into the government garage where they do the emissions test. They put it in your dash, and it tracks and traces you. And the black boxes that already track how fast you drive, how you brake, what happened, those are already in all the cars. They have plugs put in years ago for the satellite boxes.
And you also discussed, so that your listeners can hear and that I can refresh my memory, to bill us every month. They're going to, you said, either use a debit card, a super bill, or your checking account.
Yeah, for those that don't have bank accounts, you'll have to go buy credits that are loaded on to your ID number that is accessed off of the license plate or off the transponder box. Or when you go to the gas pump, there's a computer chip. Some states are talking, and you'll plug it in, and then it will read how much you've driven and then add that to your gas bill.
And I'm sure that they'll make sure that the illegal immigrants, especially from Mexico, will be excluded from this. And I'm just saying that as a joke.
Well, I wouldn't joke about it. I hear you. Thanks for the call. Paul, comments?
Well, I don't know about in the U.S., but in this country, every car has to have what's called an MOT test every few years, which makes sure that it's roadworthy in the eyes of the government. And that's the scheme in Britain, where they will retrofit the older cars. That's how they'll do it. It will be mandatory to have it fitted during the
MOT. By the way, she mentioned illegal aliens. They're about to pass the national ID card in your country, and they said foreigners and illegal aliens aren't exempt. That's mainstream news. Tell them.
Yeah, if you believe there's all these terrorists running around, then the provision is in the bill is that any foreigner who stays in the country for 6 months or less, which is the most likely profile for a terrorist, is exempt from having to enroll in the ID card program.
And the new national ID card they passed a month and a half ago, actually, we had Ron Paul on about it, we read the subsection, not kidding, folks, there is actual amnesty legislation in it where the illegals, all states, cities, counties, are hereby ordered to accept the matricula cards, which anybody can get, these fake ID cards, and they don't have to have the national ID card.
Yeah, and if you think this is bad, most people pass it off and say, well, you know, I've already got 20 cards linked to my database with all my information on them. Then just wait until they roll it into the implantable microchip, because that's where it's all going.
And by the way, people that say that, oh, it's already so bad, who cares? That's like if you were in a car wreck and broke both your kneecaps, shattered your cheekbones, broke your collarbone, and you go into the doctor, and they go, well, since these are all broken, we're not going to fix it. By the way, we're going to go ahead and break both your other arms.
It's the reaction of a coward. That's how they try to justify it, so they don't have to get involved in fighting it.
Okay, the other news, and then we'll take a final call, but secrecy surrounds Iraq vote. Christian Science Monitor, concerned about violence, some political parties won't even reveal candidate lists. Now, we knew this months ago. No one is running against the 324 provisional government people who were appointed, because a few started saying they were going to run a few months ago, and they got car-bombed or machine-gunned by the loving Iraqi security forces, the Baathists our government's put back in. So I wondered, I said, Paul, I said this on air, I said, how are they going to spin it that no one's running in the election against the government candidates? I didn't know how they do that. The answer is, oh, who's running will be secret until the day of the election. You won't know who's running. Secret ballots are the cornerstone, and it goes on. Go ahead.
Yeah, and most people can't vote anyway because they've classified large areas of the country as security zones where no vote will take place. And as you said, all the other candidates apart from what's the guy they put in? I forgot his name momentarily. Shalibi. Aren't running because, as the case was in Afghanistan, all the other candidates were threatened not to become involved in the election.
Yeah, that was in Reuters. We'll burn your house down if you don't vote for the Unicoil executive, Mohammed Karzai. And now there's Alawi. Boy, he's a piece of work.
Alawi, sorry, that's it, yeah.
But, I mean, here's the deal, though, folks. Think about this. Think about this. No one's running because they're killed if they announce they're going to run. So I said on air, how are they going to concoct the story that there's an election with no one running against the appointed people? Well, the answer is they go, oh, for security reasons, you won't be told who's running. What?
And there's all this speculation in the media about, oh, will there be an election? Yes, there'll be an election, and Alawi will win, as Karzai won in Afghanistan. They don't even need to rig the vote, basically, because they've got lockdown on all the voting areas.
One's running! Yeah. The 320-something people that were appointed a year and a half ago, this is admitted, folks, are the only ones running. That'd be like if every congressional district in America ran with the incumbent all unopposed. And then they couldn't do that, so they'd announce, it'll be secret, and on the day of the event, someone you've never heard of will be up there against the other person.
Well, I was told that secret elections were part of the liberation, where only one candidate's running. Surely that's freedom. Compared to Saddam, come on.
What about this? U.S. conducting secret missions inside Iran, Reuters. The United States has been conducting secret reconnaissance missions inside Iran to help identify potential nuclear, chemical. And then another one here where they've been doing bombing raids and attacks, killing Syrian soldiers. And the Syrians are just sitting there being attacked. And then they're saying they want to go ahead and invade Syria, Paul.
And now Assad, the Syrian president, is visiting Moscow. Because he wants to buy more weapons. He fears an imminent attack. They released the plans on invasions of Iran and North Korea back in 2002. So this is a long-term strategy. And it's being pushed by the Israeli lobby also, so expect it to come down the pike in 2005.
A terrorist attack that's blamed on these countries.
Well, you read the Iranian newspapers, and they say that if we're attacked, then we're going to fully respond with all the tools in our arsenal in big editorials in things like the Tehran Times. So it's
and again, folks, sitting in your easy chairs going, good, kill them, good, kill them. They weren't involved in 9/11. Why would anybody come over here and blow stuff up knowing that the biggest military in the world will come after them? Okay, just look at the facts. And again, it's going to be your sons and daughters. This is going to be like World War II, folks. And Bush has said he's your war president. And I'm telling you, if a nuke goes off and a bunch of stuff happens, you're looking at Bush for president for life.
And then all the nuke components that Iran got, as the BBC reported, the UK government sold them what they described as a shopping list of nuclear components.
Same thing with Pakistan, who
and
then
North
gives it to
Korea.
North Korea. When Rumsfeld with his other hands isn't, giving him reactors. I mean, it's just, folks, They're endangering order out of chaos, as Bush said. We got to have chaos so we can then bring you order. You know, order out of chaos was a quote. That's an Illuminati slogan. They're creating world meltdown so out of the crisis they can bring in a new world order. And your children are going to die on the front lines because of this, going into a bunch of third world nothing countries. Paul, it's sick. It's sick, sick, sick.
The thing with North Korea, though, is there's this, some people believe it's a propaganda campaign created by the US government whereby they're trying to create instability by suggesting the revolt is taking place within North Korea. Now, obviously, that's a better method for changing the government than bombing the country, but Kim Jong-il is a maniac with his finger on the button. And Rumsfeld sold him the nukes in the first place.
That's admitted! They say arrest anybody that aids terrorists! Well, then what about Rumsfeld?
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, Paul, let's move quick with those two final items you wanted to cover. Tell us about the loving torture.
Well, yeah, obviously we've had these trials taking place. One thing is people say the higher-level members weren't involved in the trials. They're burning lower-level members, which is right. But, I mean, that's not to say that these lower-level members aren't demons. I mean, I don't know if you saw the footage, but before Grainer walked into the trial, he leaned in close to the television cameras and whispered, we're going to see how much of a monster I really am, and then started laughing. So it's not to say that these people directly involved weren't guilty.
Oh, I got to get video of that. I wish I'd have taped that.
Yeah, it was on BBC.
Meanwhile, we've got Ridge the same day. I did see this going, online going, yes, torture's good. But wait, you said you weren't torturing and it was bad to torture. It's incredible. Go ahead.
Yeah, in the case, for example, he used of an imminent nuclear attack. Well, if somebody's under that situation, they're being tortured, then they're going to say anything to stop the torture.
But again, they use those examples of there's all this nerve gas about to be released, and we've got to torture them to do it. You've had TV shows in England where they promote this, where they have to torture the person's child to get the answers so the missile doesn't go off. But that isn't the real world. It's going to be the cop torturing you.
Yeah, and the point about the Abu Ghraib torture is the media is still steadfastly refusing to cover the full horror of it. We get this line about, oh, cheerleaders stack up people in pyramids, what's the big deal? Well, what's the big deal about, you know, raping children, putting out cigarettes on people's faces, killing prisoners, electrocuting prisoners, sodomizing prisoners, laughing at their dead bodies? This is all in the military report. We never hear anything about it in the media. It's all about putting bags over people's heads. And the other thing is, you know, well, these people killed American soldiers. They deserve what they get. You know, 8-year-old boys who throw stones, did they kill American soldiers? People selling alcohol, people who don't show their papers at checkpoints, are these people terrorists? And so they are burning the
low-level numbers. Yeah, we've gone from we're going to save the Iraqis, we're going in to save them, now to they're animals, kill them all.
And the other thing is, it's, you know, they say it was just a cadre of ruthless individuals. It was a program. It was called Copper Green. It was introduced at Guantanamo Bay, which is why the people coming out of Guantanamo Bay and getting rearrested again and telling the same stories about what happened to them. The same stuff was going on.
And what was the last thing you wanted to mention?
There's an article about a Scottish nightclub which is implanting people with the very chip as a means of paying for the drinks. We remember that Barcelona, a nightclub in Barcelona, did this early last year. You interviewed the owner, Conrad Chase, who had been involved in secret government programs in the past, which he wouldn't talk about. And so they're trying to introduce it as the next wave of
coal. And now it's going on in Miami. Paul, great job. God bless you.
All right, thanks.
Coming on. You can read his book, Order Out of Chaos. Order a hard copy from us at the website or by calling or being a PrisonPlanet.tv member. It's there for you to read right there and print off copies for yourself, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. I've made 11 films, and secondarily, we need your support, folks. You know, January is always slow. We need you to get some of the videos and watch them and make copies and get them out to people, still offering those insane discounts of upwards of 70% off on some of my DVDs, some of my best films. Bunch of other videos we carry as well. Go to InfoWars.com, peruse the safe, secure on shopping cart, read about the different titles, look at the different films, watch clips of them, InfoWars.com to order, or call toll-free to get a hard copy of any of the films, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Don't wait, take action. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. As we chronicle all this evil, I know it can be disconcerting, but it's better to know the truth than stand against it. The tighter they squeeze, the more resistance forms. So join up, fight the New World Order, stand with us for humanity against the forces of death, stand with the forces of life. God bless.